You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined on the phone by the Yeiser Art Center's Executive Director, Josh White, and we're set to talk about the Paducah Photo Exhibition. Kicks off Saturday at the Yeiser. Josh, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm just fine. It's a beautiful day in Paducah.
It is a beautiful day in Paducah. A little cloudy here in Murray, though. We may get some rain here. Well, the first thing that I noticed when I went to your website to look at the Paducah Photo Exhibition is it looks like you have a very prestigious jury this year. Can you tell us about the artists who are going to be on the jury and how they were selected?
Yeah, our committee met, and we basically just started throwing around some names. Who would we like to see as a juror this year? And the concept started to develop of a three-person jury to try to make the most of the show and to try to grow the show in more aspects than just one. And I think by the jury panel that we selected, that was definitely achieved. We picked Laura L. Tonaway, John Guider, and Natalie Doust. And that was a great thing. We had them all together on a Skype session. They picked out the entries into the show, and it was a great experience to be involved with it.
How many submissions have been received for this year's exhibition?
We had somewhere in the ballpark of 500 entries this year for this show.
And 500, this ranges, I'm assuming, from local photographers to people from all over the world?
That's correct, yeah. Canada, the Netherlands, Taiwan, all over.
So as far as when the exhibition opens on Saturday, when people walk in to see it, what's going to hit them visually when they walk into the exhibition?
You know, this show this year is a really great show. We've got some really strong images, a lot of images that are social commentary pieces, a lot of visually stunning images. It's an extremely strong show this year.
Now, there is an opening reception. At what time will the reception be, and what's going to be going on there?
Our show will be opening this Saturday, the 22nd, from 5 to 7, and there'll be actually two locations that are involved in this one opening. The international part of our show will happen at the Yeiser Art Center at 200 Broadway. And then the regional component to this show, which was past few years, because of the regional interest in photography and become so large, will be displayed at Maiden Alley, and that's down just down the street, about a block from us. So that works out really nicely, and that's a great partnership.
Well, can you give me some insight into what the jury looks for when they look at an individual photo? You've got a 2011 honorable mention picture, Fearless, which is a very striking picture up on the Yeiser's website. But when a picture is submitted, what kind of things are you looking for?
The jurors were looking for competency in the subject. They were looking for the symbolism in the subject matter itself. What we really wanted to do this year was to take the show to an extremely new level and to just push the boundary in the most appropriate way possible. And I think that was achieved this year. The images are strong images. There are a lot of, you know, there's all over the map. There are some interesting, funny images, and then there are some images. One of them has a great composition, this guy working out. And deer head on the wall, and his dog is looking straight at him. It's going to be a great show.
Now, of the 500 that were submitted, it says usually between 60 and 100 are selected for the exhibition. Do you know how many have been selected this year?
With the international and the regional show together, there are 141. So 41 are in the regional showcase, and then 100 are actually in our show. And in the past year, Yeiser's been really looking at our exhibitions and thinking, how can they be better? How can our exhibitions, you know, how can we grow them? And so one of the ways that we've done that is to incorporate more into the gallery. An important thing to consider when any gallery books exhibitions is how does your space work? And our space looks best with a lot of entries, and especially with a show like this, that the quality of the work is so good anyway that you hate to exclude or cap it at a certain number. And so you just think, well, if it can work, let's get them in there. And that's what we did.
So out of all of those entries and the 141, how many are going to receive the actual awards?
I think there are about 12 awards, maybe less than that, maybe 10. I'd have to double check. I'm sorry.
So it's a pretty prestigious company to actually go from actually being selected for even review to then being selected to be part of the exhibition. And then you winnow it down even further to people who actually win. So it's very prestigious.
Yeah, it is. This is a 38-year-old show, essentially. It's had a few different names over the years. But this show has grown into pretty much one of the premier photo shows in the Midwest. I mean, it's a great honor to participate in this show.
And maybe people are listening and thinking that perhaps they have a photograph they'd like to enter. Obviously, this year that ship has sailed, but what's the process if someone wants to get in touch with the Yeiser about possibly having a piece in next year's photo exhibition?
Well, the best way to keep up with us is on our website, which is www.theyeiser.org. And this particular show has its own website. This is one of our largest shows for the year, this one in Fantastic Fivers, which we've just come through in April. But this show has its own website. That website is paducahphoto.com. And we'll be accepting entries for this show early spring of next year. We'll do a call for entries for that show. But the best way to keep the Yeiser right now is on Facebook.
And if people want any more information about Paducah Photo, the best way to check it out is just to go to the Yeiser then.
That's correct, yeah. If you want to see the show again will be opening June the 22nd. That's this Saturday from 5 to 7. And there is also a Wastelanders show this Saturday too that's opening. So come on into Paducah and do a little gallery hopping.
Well, Josh, thanks so much for taking a few moments to be on Sounds Good today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure on this end, too. That's Josh White, the executive director of the Yeiser Arts Center in Paducah. Paducah Photo Exhibition kicks off Saturday. It runs through August 3rd. You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS 91.3 Murray, 92.5 Paducah. You can find us online at WKMS.org.